Frankie, a friend you can depend on.
This is KNS Radio.
Now, good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station.
Full of energy and excitement, and they always have good topics to talk about.
KNS.
Kevin Keyes here for the KNS Radio Network. Happy Tuesday morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got news and commentary here. First off, want to thank our community-minded partners here at KNS. We've got Heather's Flowers of Frankfort, Dysinger's Handyman and Landscaping, The Oasis Frankfort, Baber's Honest John Tree Service, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gym City Junction in Frankfort, ProBuy Computers, plus Pizza Hut of Frankfort, all with the KNS Radio Network. And when Steve and I started KNS about almost 7 months ago, holy cow now, we wanted to do more than just play music. We knew that anyone could play the best hits of the 70s and 80s. It's the things we do between the songs that can make a real difference in our communities. And we've primarily focused on Clinton County and Frankfort, and we've delved in and we'll continue to do that a little bit in Howard County and Kokomo. But what I've tried to do here is bring you the interviews and talk to the people and reach out and get some content that you won't hear anywhere else, or more specifically, other media groups won't touch. And with that being said, a couple weeks ago, I was looking for someone who could bring a little bit to the table from particularly the Lebanon, Boone County area, because there is a lot going on there, as we've covered a lot of the topics such as the IEDC and some other things going on there. And I was we just kind of ran across each other. I didn't even put a call out, and we just kind of came across each other. Is Bud Wiry. Bud joins me today on the phone. Bud, thanks for sitting down with me for a few minutes this morning.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing today?
Doing well. When you and I have been talking over the last couple of weeks, we've decided that there's enough going on in Boone County that it would warrant a show of some sort, some kind of content that we could bring listeners where they could listen at least once a week, at least to start with, because we know the radio thing is something new to you. And you and I started talking, and I think we've hammered something out. I want to tell our listeners that we're going to air your first show here immediately following this interview in just a couple minutes here, taking us to 9 a.m. And the show is called The Shop, and we'll get into that in a moment. But a lot of you may know Bud from Facebook, whether that's good or bad. Right now he has a Facebook group called Boone County Cockroaches, and I know that's something you're trying to grow, Bud, and we kind of laugh about the cockroach reference, but there's a lot going on in Boone County, and really, if you scratch the surface, it's going on in every small community. It's just a lot of the politicians are trying to keep it under the surface.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So when I started the group, I started to just notice that around there was a lot of people that were starting to push left-wing politics inside our community, and they were almost had like a little clique going on. So as I started to discover the who was who, I started the group really just to kind of keep track of the information. And in the beginning, it was one of those things to where, you know, I just had some of my friends, that way they could see it, and then after a point, I started to think, what was the point of compiling all that information if I wasn't going to share it with others? Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, it has grown by leaps and bounds for no longer than it's been happening.
Well, you chose the reference of cockroaches because they do things under the cover of darkness. And when you flip on the light, they scatter and try to go for cover. And I think that is a very good analogy of what we're dealing with here.
And that's exactly right, Kevin. So on the page, that's what it says. We shine the light so everybody else can see what scatters. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly right. So once you start spotlighting all this, then you really start to see who all the movers and the shakers are that are out there doing this stuff.
You know, one of the things that you and I talked about off the air, and I was so happy to hear you say it, although I didn't solicit it, I've said it on my talk show here several times, and the listeners who know me know it's truly the way I feel. You had mentioned left-wing politics and left-wing issues a moment ago, and both you and I fall pretty much on the conservative side. I would say you're pretty conservative, and so am I. I tend to lean a little bit, I used to anyway, in the middle, where I was more libertarian, but it seems like the liberals have made us pick a side. They have been the ones who have been creating all the divisive issues, and it's kind of like you can't even meet them halfway because they're so freaking insane.
Well, that's absolutely right, Kevin. See, and that's the thing. I used to, and I still am, fairly middle of the road. Mm-hmm. But middle of the road to them anymore is like far right. You know, it's not the far right. It's the far right. It's the middle is now the far right. I'm a classic LGB supporter. I really don't care what anybody does. Just go do it. Mind your own business. There's all kinds of people out there doing all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. But now it's gotten to the point that we have to accept that they include children in these events and that they put it in our streets. And it's just not acceptable to me. And that's where we've went afoul with it, I think, is the right to them is now the center.
I've never had an issue with if someone once says they're born gay, if it's homosexuality or whatever. I'm like you. Do it in the privacy of your own home. You can even, I guess, celebrate it if you want to in a specific month or have a thing. But it seems like it's been trying to be, like you said, normalized to where it's just they're trying to normalize it to accept it with the kids and get the kids to accept it and the kids to think it's cool, because kids are very what's the word I'm looking for? Kids are very receptive to things as they're growing. You know, they don't know any better. Kids don't know a whole lot about anything as they're growing up.
Right. And I think I'm like a lot of other parents. You know, I want my kids to be focused on playing Legos and, you know, not worrying about all the perversion that the world has going. And like I said, that they're going to have their whole lives to learn that on their own. Mm-hmm. I just don't see the point in submerging them in that right away.
Yeah, especially when they want us to allow them to pick their own gender and all this stuff when they're 8 years old. You know, it's like I've said it before on the show, kids know nothing about nothing until they get a little older, other than what we tell them or what we let them do, which is play Legos and just be a damn kid.
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of things you won't let a kid decide from their own. I mean, doing something that's irreversible is beyond the scope.
And going back to the liberals, if you say something like that, hey, let's let them make their own decisions when they get a little older, you're automatically a racist and a xenophobe and a hater, and you hate homosexuals and you hate everyone and you're just a terrible person. And again, there is no middle ground with these people.
Kevin, this is what drug me into this whole thing to begin with. I made just a comment, like, because the people in Lebanon were posting about some of the drag performers and some of them things, and they were posting about it on the family-friendly chat boards. So I just made a comment, and the next thing you know, I got attacked by 350 times. There was like 350, 400 posts of attacks saying the most horrible things about me and my family and everything just because I didn't think that stuff ought to be in front of children.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, like I was talking to you before, I mean, I've had legitimate media run hit pieces on me. So why they run the hit piece is because me reaching out and telling people in a common sense fashion scares them.
Right.
Because if I wasn't making sense to people, they wouldn't give me the time of day.
That's right. And it goes back to, again, this is your opinion. There's no reason why they can't have theirs. You can't have yours. But if you throw it out there, and then as we're about to hear on your first show called The Shop here in a few minutes, you had mentioned the hit piece from the Lebanon Reporter, and you know, that's kind of a badge of honor with me.
Well, and I mean, the thing is, the things they're saying are easily disproven. Mm-hmm. So this isn't like, well, you know, there's some gray area there. Some of the things they said, I could absolutely disprove at any moment. I mean, when a news person goes on and says, oh, the law had to get, well, there would be a record of that. None mm-hmm. of that exists. This is all just manufactured nonsense.
And most people will read that or hear that and believe them and not bother to go look at the facts themselves if there are facts to be seen.
Right. But, you know, when the news people go out and blanketly try to label a whole group of people as racist or bigots or all this stuff or a hate group simply because they don't want sexualized events in front of children. I know who the members of my group are. I have mm-hmm. politicians. I have old ladies from the church. I mean, I get messages from these ladies. I mean, these are very nice church ladies. Like, I'm praying for you. Thank you for standing up for us.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of these good people in our community, and the media would go out of their way to label them a hate group just because they won't agree with it.
Yeah. Yeah, little old ladies from church included, man, that's for sure. I know you've been paying a lot of attention for many years now, Bud, and you've been active in it, at least on Facebook, where we could hook up with one another over the last year or so. I know one thing that everybody has an opinion on, and we've talked a lot about it here on KNS, and I've interviewed David Sanders a couple times. I know last Thursday you went to Lafayette. You was at a meeting that they had on the LEAP project or the Stop the Water Steal or the Wabash River Conservancy. Donald Rainwater was up there along with Mr. Sanders. Could you give us a little one-minute synopsis of what you saw and heard there?
Well, I think everybody shares the same concern there. When one government entity wants to go to another locale and rob 100 million gallons worth of resources from there, I mean, that harms a lot of people. So the reason why I went up there is because obviously me and the Wabash Conservancy group share a lot of the same concerns. Like, yeah, I'm from Boone County, but I don't want to steal these people's resources. That's not who I am. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Boone County has amazing farm ground. We grow great crops without even if there isn't good rainfall, we still have good crops. Mm-hmm. Up there, they have water. But, I mean, I shouldn't be going up there and stealing their resources the same way I wouldn't them coming out. I don't want them coming out here and scraping all the topsoil off and taking it somewhere else.
Right. What was the general feeling there? What kind of turnout did they have? Do you know?
Probably 40 of us in there. And I think it's probably calmed down a little bit because the senator that was there was trying to push the narrative that, you know, you guys have won, so no reason to keep fighting. So I think there's been a little bit of that it's trying to take the steam out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I spoke up to talk to them at the meeting and part of it. Everybody's water is at just as much of a threat as it was before. So Matt Gentry, 11, has stated that he has a water solution. But nobody knows what that is. Does that mean he contracted with a small municipality up and down the Wabash somewhere to get them to export the water to it instead of Lafayette? There's a lot of things. I mean, if you're sucking out of the aquifer at any point, it's just as bad as if you're sucking it out of Lafayette. Mm-hmm. So them trying to push that narrative, like, and it wasn't Sanders. Sanders, obviously, he understands that it's a regional issue. But, you know, for the senator to kind of be trying to push that narrative, like, oh, you guys won, the fight's over, go home. It's not, because you don't know where this water's coming from. And it don't matter. From what I read of the aquifer studies, it flows in and out of the Wabash at different parts. but everybody don't know exactly where.
Right.
So you might, it might be 10 miles upstream, you sucking it up there, and then that might affect it right there in the middle of Lafayette. You don't know where it's coming in and out of.
You know, that is just like a senator who is going to take sides or may take sides. And I know David likes to keep things nonpartisan, but that's just like them to say, hey, you guys have won. You can back off now. You can slow down. You can go home because they want that. They want nobody to be on their toes. And if you know anything about Governor Holcomb and the people he hangs around with and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, they've not given up. And if you have Mayor Gentry saying, hey, I've got a plan, but he won't give it to you, I mean, that makes me even more suspicious.
Exactly. Still on the edge of the seat a little bit. But so Mr. Rainwater, while he was giving his presentation there, he made a great point. He said, you know, the first time the government goes to do something, they might look over their shoulder to see who's all watching, who's all complaining. But if you don't hold their feet to the fire and stop them that time, the next time they're not even looking. They're going to just march right on forward.
That's right. That's right.
And I
got
to Mr. Rainwater's credit. Like, I have pressed all of these people in Mikkebeck with. I think personally he's against it. But, you know, his running mate, Braun, has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Mike Gentry and Matt Gentry and their company.
Absolutely.
And they are helping to spearhead this stuff. So, as far as it goes, I think Rainwater had the best stance against these IEDC leak projects.
And the most honest, too, which tells you that they're doing something right. It flows naturally when you don't have to make stuff up.
It does. And I could hear it in his voice, which that meant something to me because I'm that sort of person. I kind of a read the room sort of guy. And when I'm hearing him talk about these things, and I can almost feel the disdain in his voice as he's saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's the only person I know so far in this governor race that is going to fight against the big government coming in and plowing over rural conservative Hoosiers to replace us with tech liberals. Because right now, that's what they're doing. They're running ads talking about how we're going to become the Silicon Valley of the Midwest.
I know, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
I have no interest in being the Silicon Valley of the Midwest. Have they looked and seen what that place is like?
Right. How dare they compare us to that?
Yeah, well, it's like, man, I don't want people pooping in my streets.
I tell you what, if you read more on Rainwater too, man, you'll like what you read. He's the real deal.
Well, you got to think, normally going a third party, like a Libertarian, is almost a suicide as far as, oh, you're just going to throw it to the Democrat.
Right.
But, you know, Rainwater got 11% in the last cycle. Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes him a viable candidate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think both the Democrats and the Republicans have something to worry about, because that message he's pushing of low taxes, growth coming from the private sector, those are selling points. And his property tax plan of you pay 1% of your selling price of your home for 7 years, and then you're done. So you would actually be able to own your property instead of just waiting until the government takes it back.
Wow, what a concept, huh?
I know, because right now, the way it is, property taxes means eventually the government always gets it back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I like a lot of what Rainwater has to say, and when he's talking about the issues, like you said, that really resonate with Hoosiers, you know, he does have them running scared, and good for him.
Well, it's made it a conversation. I mean, normally the Republicans and Democrats don't even pay him no mind, and the fact that they're giving him the attention and responding to his thing,
yeah,
they know that he's a threat.
Right. We're talking here with Bud Wiry. He's got a Facebook group called Boone County Cockroaches. I encourage you to check it out and like it and follow it. You can contribute on it. He's going to have a program every Friday morning here on KNS at 8:30. It's called The Shop, and we will be running that first episode immediately after this interview here in just a couple minutes, and then we'll run it again in its entirety this Friday morning at 8:30, and we'll have at least one program from Bud each week here on KNS. Bud, I know the couple other topics you're going to cover over the next couple weeks is we're going back to school. It seems like everywhere we look, no matter if it's your community or my community in Clinton County, there's something going on with the schools and government, and we're not getting the full story. So hopefully between you and I keeping them honest and keeping them on their toes, man, hopefully we can make a real difference for both of our communities here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the schools are so important to our community. You know, what education are the children getting? What are they learning? What's the ranking? How's everything going? And, you know, if everybody doesn't talk about these things, and then we'll never get it fixed. Mm-hmm. And like you said, if we got more people talking about it, bringing it up for discussion and shining a little light, then we might actually get somewhere on this stuff.
So let me ask you before we wrap it up here, I told you about a week or so ago, come up with a name that you want to call your program, giving you a little ownership in this program. Why did you come up with The Shop?
Kevin, that's what I am. I'm a shopper out of some sort or another. I've cut my teeth. I've been everything from a motorcycle mechanic to running head of maintenance for multi-million dollar plants and stuff like that. So I've spent a lot of my life, and you would be surprised inside a shop how much communication goes on between everybody. It's a very open environment. You know, there's almost no filters or sensors in a shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what I'm trying to bring. So to where a lot of these shows, everybody, you know, they have a master, they got somebody that they're not supposed to offend or something. I want to give people the real talk, the real information, just like we would in a shop anywhere else. So that's kind of what I'm trying to bring.
Well put, well stated. All right. Well, thank you again for sitting down with me, Bud, and best of luck on your new endeavor that you let me talk you into here on KNS. I know it's outside your comfort zone, man. You've been a problem solver all your life in the industrial aspect of things, but hopefully we can solve some problems here you know, on a local level, as we identify them or as they come out under the cover of darkness. Thanks again for sitting down with me, man.
Well, thanks, Kevin. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to try to spread a little more information. I feel it's really important, and I'm glad you've been working with me as I've struggled through to try to get myself somewhere to the level that you would expect.
Well, I appreciate that very much. So the program is called The Shop, and now without further ado, we bring you the very first program here from Bud Wiry called The Shop. It runs about 27 minutes. He's going to talk about how he got started a little bit, a couple of the topics and issues and some of the attacks on him, some things he's witnessed with his family that he thinks just isn't right from a conservative standpoint. So here it is. It's The Shop on the KNS Radio Network.